All right, there comes a time in your life when you just have to buckle down, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, strap in, buckle up, knuckle down, put your head to the grindstone, and just get it done. And I'm not saying that this is one of those times, because it's probably been a long time since I had one of those times where I really had to lock in and focus. Because one of the tenets of my existence has always been do the best you can and then funk it. Granted, the best I can has very, very usually been more than enough. I'm spoiled like that. During my life, as far as I can remember, I have always been capable. I never really doubted my ability at or in very few things that I've attempted. Now, what I have done is realize that I may or may not want to put in the work to accomplish a said goal or task. That I was able to look at and say, you ain't gonna work that hard to get this done. Move on. Find an alternate route. Find another way to accomplish what you want. Because you ain't going to put in the work. You're just not. You're not going to put in the work. Now, there have been times when I was self-motivated or motivated to accomplish something. And it may have been that I knew I could do it. I knew I had the capability. No, I can't say that I knew I had the capability. I knew that I could work it out. Let me say, I knew I could work it out. I knew I could figure it out. There's been times where I've been had a problem or a situation. And I'm not talking about like a real serious life-threatening problem. I'm talking about like a goal I want to accomplish, like writing a book or like writing a book or creating something electronic-y in my studio domain, whatever you want to call it, that I've always had, to build something, to accomplish something like that, to create something. I've always felt confident in creating whatever I wanted to. So this is just something that's inherent to me. When I wake up in the morning, it's like, what do I want to do today? It's all open to me. The horizon is so big, so vast, so wide that I'm inundated with opportunity and resources. And I must attribute this to my upbringing, the way I was taught, the people around me, my environment play a large part in it. But the way I synthesized all the knowledge coming into me into what I can use and what I didn't want to use and what I thought was relevant and what I didn't think was relevant. And to do that in a harmonious way, to do that to where you don't trigger or piss anybody off, to be able to do what you want within the harmony and the environment around me, to accomplish what I wanted. And I was thinking through today, self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice, to me, I was just thinking today, self-sacrifice isn't, oh, okay, I'll miss the Steeler game Sunday so I could take you to the airport or something. That's not self-sacrifice. That to me is just not self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice to me would be something like, okay, I'm not going to go to school and learn computers because I need to stay home and take care of something else. Or I'm not going to achieve a life goal, a deep passion. I'm going to give up achieving a deep passion in lieu or because of something else as a sacrifice so that someone else can gain or another situation can be manifest. I've never done that. Ever. Never. Never, ever, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. And if it was something that I passioned and I deeply wanted, there was no compromise. There may have been detours. There may have been sidetracks. But there was never any compromise. I was going to get to where I wanted to get. I knew I needed to be where I wanted to be. I was going to get to where I wanted to get. But to say I give this up, like true self-sacrifice, where I'm going to give this up. I'm gonna give this up for you or for that cause or for whatever reason. I'm gonna give this up so that this over there or that person over there can benefit. In a deeper sense of things, I've never done that. And I wasn't raised to do that. I was always raised. So, you know, like again, I wasn't raised to rule my passion. I grew into believing in what I wanted and my passions to the utmost. And I was always capable and smart enough to get what I wanted and figure out a way that everybody else can have what they wanted to, or the people around me what I want. If there was ever, it's just like even now today, I don't think there's any conflict I can't figure out. Any scheduling conflict, anything. It's just, and it's almost fun sometimes. Oh, how you going to be in New Orleans to see P-Funk and then be in so-and-so to see the Steelers? I find those challenging. I find that challenging because I've also found out that as far as humans go in capitalism, United States, if you got the money, you can make it happen. Now, how much you want to pay for that again? Is that word sacrifice? I can't use the word sacrifice. How much I want to give, how much of my resources I want to lose lose is the word I guess. How much of my resources I want to give away lose to accomplish that is a whole other question too. That's a whole other question that has to be factored in with my capability and ability and knowledge of what I would have to do, what it would take to accomplish. And is it worthy of that? Am I capable of, it's not that I'm not capable of it. Am I capable of putting in the work and staying with it? And that is something I've grown to understand about myself, that I got to gauge it. Are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? Because I was thinking as far as objectivism, Ayn Rand, and again, Ayn Rand is not a god. I don't worship Ayn Rand. She is just the creator of this philosophy that I align highly with, and it's easier to say she said because she did. She's actually the one who said it. Ayn Rand was on Phil Donahue or something, and she said that altruism is evil. Self-sacrifice is the ultimate evil. And I didn't quite get it until I was in the garage today because it was raining. I went outside, it was raining all of a sudden. Rain, it was thunder. I was like, is that thunder? I kept sitting in here. Is that thunder? It was thunder. So I went out there and it was raining. So I pushed my Gazelle glider in the garage, over in the garage door, and was getting mine in. And I was thinking too, I'm getting mine in. I'm fat. Today I got on the scale. Last night I got on the scale. It was like 205, if not 206. Woke up this morning, 203. That's ridiculous. 203, that's just ridiculous. 203 in the morning, waking up at 203, that's just insane. And I know that I needed to make a change. And I know I indulged. I know Thanksgiving was there, and I know I did. It was like last, maybe six out of the last 7 days or five of the last 6 days, I didn't get my steps in. And I've been eating like a banshee. And my weight stayed under 200 for a long time. And I was wondering why. I'm like, my weight shouldn't be this low the way I'm getting down. My weight shouldn't be this low. But then I got kind of sick, or I had sniffles or whatever, allergies. And it kind of slowed me down, and I stopped walking and eating too much. Feet of cold, feet of fever. And so my weight, I was like 205, 206. And I picture me at the Pete Funk concert the other day. I was like, I look fat. So it might have been just what I was wearing. You can hear I'm kind of stopped up now because of the rain. Right before it rains, it's where it takes off. It's where things happen to me. And the draining has stopped as much. I don't think my eyes water. I was a little bit achy, like I usually am, even though it's just sinuses. It's just, a little bit achy. But I've been eating, and I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. There was pot stickers down there. I threw them things in the air fryer. They was nasty. You ain't supposed to put pot stickers in the air fryer. You're supposed to fry pot stickers in grease. And I put them in there. I didn't care. I put soy sauce on them. I didn't care. My blood pressure was up. My blood pressure was up like 138, 110 or something like that. And I know better. But I made an adjustment. I made an adjustment that I'm really excited about. And I think my energy is going to be up. And I think I'm going to accomplish a lot of things that I've been wanting to accomplish. And I am excited about the adjustment I made, lifestyle adjustment I just recently made on Monday. And I can feel the difference a little bit. And we're going to go ahead and, let it go as far as we can with that. But we're just trying to see exactly where this will take us, because it's an exciting time for... Ooh, that was risky. Oh, see, my mic fell off. You hear that? See, my mic fell off. That was risky. How does it sound if I hold it right here? Does it sound okay? What if I just set it on the table like that? If I set it on the table like that, how do I sound? Looks like the compressor is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Looks like I'm getting the same volume as if I put it up here. Yeah, because of the limiter and the compressor. How does it sound if I move it back? See, if I move it back farther from my mouth. Does it make a difference? See, look, but the compressor is doing what it's supposed to be doing, because it's keeping it right at the same volume no matter where I put it. But anyway, it might sound better here, huh? It might sound better farther away. In fact, let's try this. Just for kicks. Let's take out the old Steeler thing. And speaking of the Steelers, I looked at the NFL playoff picture. The Pittsburgh Steelers are ranked number fifth. Or fifth in the conference. And we're not playing good football. We're ranked fifth in the conference, and we're not playing good football. What does that tell you? Can we please? Okay, yeah, we can. I forgot what I was talking about. Was I talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers? I think I was talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers being ranked number fifth in the conference. The highest ranked wild card team right now. The Baltimore Ravens are maybe the best team in the AFC playing Kansas City and Miami. Baltimore might be playing some of the toughest football in the conference, and they're ranked number one. And there was a time in everybody in our division, the conferences are broken down into four divisions. There was a time when everybody in our division was in the playoffs. The four teams in our division, there's four divisions per conference. And all the teams in our division would have made the playoffs. And there's only 8 playoff spots. There's more than 4. There's 4 divisions per conference. And everybody in our division would have made the playoffs at one time. That's how good of football our division is playing. But anyway, it's going to balance out because we got to play each other. And there'll be some losses and some wins. And, you know, like the backdrop up here, Ohio, is a big deal. You know, just trying to throw some stuff at y'all. You know, just trying to keep it real. I probably can make the bed, huh? I probably can make the bed right there. I probably could. What the heck? I probably could, huh? I could probably make the bed. Let's see, I got my book bag on the bed. You see what it looks like? I probably can shut this door, huh? Shut this door, make that a little better. How about that? See, I'm doing set work for y'all to make it better. Doing set work. Let me see what happens if I come back here. Does that change? Okay, see? But anyway, what was I saying? Was I talking about Pittsburgh? I'm not sure what I was talking about, but I will say this. I do want to say this. I really, really, really do just like talking. I really, 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 really do just like talking, cutting on something and just talking. I just like talking about what I want to talk about. Knowing it's being recorded, knowing I have a platform, no matter how big, small, high or low that platform is, knowing what the internet is capable of, knowing what I'm building once I put it on the internet, knowing what it's capable of, because I do believe the content that I'm putting out there is worthy of something. What? Who knows? And that's the fun part. We don't know. You really don't know. You can't. Well, every now and then, I'm sure there's somebody who can say, hey, this will work. You know, this is guaranteed to work. If you do this, this is going to work. And there are a few things out there. Like one of them is posts with puppies in them. Posts with puppies or babies in them. You know, just certain things. Like when I post pictures of granddaughter, I know it's going to get a certain amount of attention. Humans are like that. And if it was all about attention, I'd post all the pictures I got. I'd just go overboard, just posting pictures of her and that, and puppies, babies. But that's not where, you know, where I'm coming from. That's not who I am or what I want to be. And one of the greatest things or gifts or whatever you want to call it for me is to be what I want to be. And I don't think there's nothing greater than being what you want to be. I don't think there's nothing greater than achieving what you want to be and to be able to be who you are. And that is so important to me. That's why just sitting here, just talking to myself or talking to whoever, you know, just putting it out there, talking to the future, talking to future me, talking to whoever might want to hear this, talking to whoever this may resonate with. It's just, you can see how comfortable I am. I just start talking. It don't matter. You know, I just put it out there. I don't want to use the word angry. But I'm not angry anymore. I guess I can use the word angry. I'm not angry anymore. Because there was a time, there definitely was a time where I wasn't getting what I wanted. I wasn't satisfied. Life, I didn't get my chunk out of life, maybe be it recognition or be it whatever. I didn't get my chunk out of life. And then
I have.
I stayed at it, so I'm just not angry anymore. In fact, the point is, I'm so non-angry that it's almost counterproductive. I just threw that word in there because it sounded good. I'm so non-angry that there's motivation lost. Anger was some of the best motivation out there. Or being irked or bugged by something, that was the best motivation. That motivation used to wake me up in the morning, and I had to get at it. You know, that kind of motivation, I wake up in the morning, oh, I got to get at it. I got to get at something. You know, and it was because I was irked or bugged. I learned how to use that energy and build and create and just develop some thoughts and ideas that I probably would not have been able to if I wasn't prodded in a, or irked in a way. And more than likely, yes, I set myself up to be irked or irritated by certain things. I mean, let's just be honest. It's a good chance that I allow myself to do that. Okay, that's enough. I think we'll see. If I can remember, I can. I don't know which way I was going, but I'm just also thinking that I'm very happy and fulfilled. I'm very happy and fulfilled. And that can make you lazy and sloppy. That can make you lazy. I'm happy and fulfilled. I mean, I'm 61 years old. And what I'm doing is I'm summarizing my life again. I'm going over my life like, and I've done this before, I'm sure, in previous videos. But I go over it, it's like it's the first time every time. I'm looking back and I'm summarizing, I'm scrutinizing. When I say it, I remember the last time I say it. I remember the differences, how I feel when I say it now than I did last time. I'm thinking about is how true it is. Has it changed? Is it still valid when I evaluate my life, how I feel about my life, what I've done, where I've been, you know, what I want to accomplish, what's out there. You know, so that's always been, that's not true. I can't do two things at once. But when it comes to work, I like to focus. When it comes to work, I'm doing something. Right now, I'm actually engaged with a customer. I like to focus. I could do it. I mean, because it's nothing big deal. I can, like, do it, you know. But as you can see, I'm definitely distracted. And I can actually feel how distracted I am. And I'm not necessarily, and I think it's not the best TV. This is Jeffrey TV, and we strive to bring the best, and that's not true at all. That is not true at all. That is not true at all. To be the best. To be the best, to bring you the best, no. Well, there are certain aspects of what I do, I want to be the best. There's certain aspects that I do that I want to be the best. And that's more of a thought. It's more in thought and engagement. And there's certain things that I just want to be the best Jeffrey. You know, I just want to be the best Jeffrey. I just want to be the best Jeffrey. I'm not sure what this person is at. Okay, I forget where I left off at, but when I do work with a customer, I have noticed that I do like to focus. I do really notice that I like to focus and focus in on them. And I'm really not used to being distracted, especially when I'm directly engaged with a customer. Like I was actually connected to a customer's computer. I can't talk because I feel like I'm not giving my best. Not my best, but because I don't, you know, I'm not giving my full attention. And it just, I can notice a definite reduction in the quality of either one that I'm doing. Whether the reduction in quality of me talking and doing commentary or the quality in which I'm talking to the user. And we're not supposed to call them users either. You're supposed to call them customers, but you know what I call them? Users. And see how I did that? And I tried to be smart like that, smart allocate like that. And it's true. I mean, I am. I'm not a goody goody, and I am that person who wants to be that way. But not as much as when I was younger. I'm pretty much middle of the road conservative. I'm easygoing. I ain't trying to ruffle no feathers. I'm just trying to maybe make a little wave in the pool. That's it. I'm not trying to, you know, make splashes. You know, I'm just trying to make a little bit of wavy in the pool and we good, you know. But I ain't trying to, you know, make splashes or nothing. All right, I'm going to wrap this up. Hell, I'm at 24 minutes. Just want to wrap it up. I'm not sure where I left off. I'm going to focus on this, then I'm going to take a break. And then I might even take y'all out there on the break with me. I was thinking about taking the camera outside on the break with me just to see if it'll work remotely like that far away. even when the Wi-Fi is right there, it's a Wi-Fi camera. We'll see how far away from the thing we can go. But anyway, we'll see how we do that. If we don't, we